Uber and Lyft are spending big to campaign against a San Francisco ballot measure meant to fund Muni. It's called Proposition L, the Community Transit Act, and it would put a tax on rideshare companies to help the city's transit services. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, I guess if you're a rideshare company, there's a lot not to like about this.
You know something, Eric? You know, we have been together covering San Francisco and Bay Area politics for quite some time. Can you remember an election when there wasn't an initiative on San Francisco's ballot saying tax the big guy to help somebody else?
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
I mean, it's just a traditional thing. And this one, what's the most interesting thing about Proposition L in some ways is that it's been overlooked for most of the election until now. And what it is we have some transit activists who said that, look, Muni is facing a financial cliff. We've heard about it all over the place. It's not the only one. BART's ready to go in the next couple of years. A number of transit systems are on thin ice, and they need more tax money because the riders just aren't there. The revenue's just not there. And so they're looking for ways to get money. And some transit activists in San Francisco came up with the idea of putting a tax on Muni, Waymo, and Uber and Lyft, which, you know, makes perfect sense in San Francisco's politics, because if you need money, you go after somebody big and somebody that is not necessarily that popular in the public mind. And for years, you know, the Uber drivers were cursed for, you know, their driving practices and pulling over. And then the driverless taxis were cursed because they were driverless and they were getting stuck. So you pick a target, you go for it. And that's what we're doing here again. It's intended to raise about $20 million. It's not going to bail Muni out, but it's one of those that, yeah, the Lyft and Uber are not happy about it. As a matter of fact, Uber just dropped $750,000 into the campaign to try to defeat it, and Lyft put in $65,000. I think we're going to see a lot more money in the next couple of weeks heading in that direction as well.
Well, when we saw state legislation to make gig workers real employees of those rideshare companies, we saw that they're not afraid to pull out the checkbook.
Oh, no, no, no. As a matter of fact, you're right. That statewide proposition, they spent, way north of $100 million on that, and it made, you know, a lot of money, especially for TV stations and radio stations for the ads they were buying. So, yes, they are big on the checkbook. But it's interesting. A couple of years back in 2019, Uber and Lyft actually went along with a service charge that was aimed at decongesting the streets of San Francisco, and they supported that idea. But now they're saying, you know, what are we going to become the ATM for whenever anybody's got a problem? And yeah, the answer is yes, they are. Meantime, no matter what the result of this election, the transit people are still going to be looking for you and me and people all around the Bay Area to check in with a sales tax or something to help these transit systems, because even these are not going to solve the big problem. So all I can say is that I think we're going to see a continued tradition of people on the putting stuff on the ballot to pay for something because it's getting too expensive out there. And I guess the only way to cure it is to up the rates by charging more with taxes. I don't know.
Or walk. Walking's free. All right. Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who joins us weekdays at 7:50 a.m. and 5:50 p.m.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.